This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered at 4:44. Late last week, President Trump signed the National Veterans Memorial and Museum Act. Co-sponsored by a bipartisan coalition of Ohio's congressional delegation, it will designate a space that's currently being developed downtown as the National Veterans Memorial and Museum. Amy Taylor is with the Columbus Downtown Development Corporation, the group behind the project, and she joins me now. Tell us, Amy, when will this project be completed and what can visitors expect?
This isn't a war memorial or a military museum. You're not going to see tanks or planes hanging from the ceiling. You're going to hear and experience a narrative from veterans themselves and from their family members. It takes us through their experience, both in service and how they took those lessons that they learned and put it into service back home. So we went around the country, we talked to 25 veterans and their family members about what it was like to serve, what it was like to take the oath, what it was like leaving home and then coming back. And as you can imagine, their individual experience may widely vary, but it will feel familiar. And one thing that was true on all of them, these are patriots.
Something that's interesting about this space is that unlike many memorials, it's not for a specific war or a specific conflict or even a specific time in history. Why is that?
Well, what we learned is that this hadn't been done before. The story of veterans from the dawn of our country to the present hasn't been told. And so it was an opportunity to really celebrate that service and honor that sacrifice through the narrative, through the stories. And I'll tell you this, when you read a letter from a Revolutionary War mother to a soldier who left, and an Iraq War mother from her to her soldier who left, different language. We've all advanced in the language, but the emotion that it evokes is the same. We were very interested in that. So much has changed, medical, food, technology, yet a lot remains the same. Why we serve, what it's like for those folks to take the oath, and how important and sacred it is for them.
This has been in construction since 2015, but now it has a national designation. So what difference does that make?
The national designation gives it validity to say we are representative of those more than 20 million veterans alive today, the 42 million veterans that have ever existed in our country, and we're trying to tell their story. And we're proud that it's here in Columbus. I mean, we're a huge veteran state. We're at the crossroads of America. We're within an eight-hour drive to almost 50% of the country. We're affordable. We've got a lot of great things going on.
There are a multitude of veterans memorials a short drive away in D.C., not to mention the dozens that are sprinkled throughout the country, and of course, more than 100 national cemeteries for veterans. So why is this necessary?
Well, I think that there are a lot of monuments, and there certainly are museums that talk about specific conflicts, like the World War I Museum, the World War II Museum. There are museums that talk about specific branches, like the Museum of the U.S. Air Force and the Museum of the Marine Corps. But what we didn't find was there wasn't a museum there to tell the story of veterans, to tell the story of their family members. For that story to be told and not lost to history is so important. And I think that there are lots of opportunities to see things, and we are pleased that this will be one of those opportunities. I envision it as being a pilgrimage for veterans and their families. My dad's a veteran, and we've had more conversations since I've been working on this project about his veteran experience than we ever had in the 40 years prior to that. So I know personally that it can be that tipping point to starting the conversation, and I hope that other people have that same experience and are touched as I've been touched just working on it.
When can people first expect to go through it?
We're looking at an opening this fall. We expect it to be before Veterans Day. We're hard at work at completing the final last touches.
Thank you so much for talking with me today, Amy.
Thank you for having me, Claire.
Amy Taylor is with the Columbus Downtown Development Corporation. They're the group behind the new National Veterans Memorial and Museum, which just received a federal designation.